In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, you can have all. And when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. When I come to die, yeah, when I come to die, yes, and when I come to die, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus.
Singing that for 15 or 18 years here.
It's a wonderful old spirit.
I've been asked to sing another song, and I might as well just do it, right? Just here it comes. When I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, see my granny and her antebellum world. I'm really sorry about this. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song, and one day I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I shoved him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple of holes in the top, and when Sunday came, I snuck him into church. Sitting way back on the very last pew, I'm showing to my good buddy Hugh when the squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. Next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell, but the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang I Surrender All, the squirrel run up Harv Newman's overalls. He jumped to his feet, said, "Something got a hold on me." The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula, it was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!" Harv hit the aisle dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon, but Harv just thought he had a weed eater loose in his Fruit of the Looms. And as he knelt to plead and beg, the squirrel run out of his breeches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. Right on down to the Amen pew where sat Sister Bertha Better Than You, who was watching all of this scene with sadistic glee. You should have seen the look in her eye when the squirrel crossed her garter and jumped her thigh. She leaped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula, it was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!" As the squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess to sins that would make a sailor blush with shame. She talked of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she told about her love life, and then she started naming names.
The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. Seven deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there was at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized whether we needed it or not. You've heard the Bible stories, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, the miracles that God has wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember to my dying day is how he got that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. Sing it. The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church, that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. And I send you off with that.